welcome to an Urban Legends episode of Near Death Dolls. I'm Paige.
And I'm Lisa.
And we are your hosties with the mosties.
While talking about ghosties.
And other Lewis and Clark shit.
Westward ho! Paige will be covering a Native American legend from South Dakota.
That's right. Lisa, you ever been to South Dakota?
I have not. Have you?
No. No. And I only know that it's got Mount Rushmore. That's it. That's all I know about it.
I don't know much about anything about South Dakota. I feel like they're like the forgotten cousins.
Kind of. If they didn't have Mount Rushmore, I don't know. I don't know anything else about it. I mean, now I do because I had to research the state, so I know more. But before this, I only knew about South Dakota having Mount Rushmore. And I was talking to my sister the other day, and she's like, you need to come visit me. We can go to Mount Rushmore. And I was like, is that a water park or something?
Because
I was like, you're in Montana, bitch. I don't know. Oh. Why would we go?
Okay, I get what you're saying now.
She did literally mean we would drive to South Dakota from Montana, which is a lot closer than I thought it was, okay, and go to Mount Rushmore. So I was like, very confused. I was very confused.
Is that a water park or something?
Because she's like, you should come visit me in the summer. So I was thinking, is there a water park named Mount Rushmore? I don't understand.
That's hilarious.
I made it more complicated than it needed to be.
That's bitches for you.
Yeah, that's me.
We do that.
Yeah. But I got some trivia for you so we can learn a little bit more about South Dakota.
I would love that.
Let's do it. And I'm stealing this bit from Lisa, by the way. She's the one who likes to do like the trivia about the state, and I like it. So I said, Lisa, can I have that as well? And Lisa said, of course, because she's generous and lovely.
Well, I am charging you by the fact.
Say what?
Per fact. $5 per fact. So hope they're good ones.
Let me get my wallet out. Do you take Venmo?
I do. Okay. What you got for me?
Okay. First $5 fact. The state animal of South Dakota, which I didn't even realize necessarily that states had a state animal. I knew there was like state birds and things like that. Okay. But the state animal for South Dakota is the coyote.
Okay. All right. I can see that. That makes sense.
Yeah. I don't know. There's plenty of coyotes out here too, and probably in Texas and kind of everywhere, but you can have it, South Dakota. I get it.
Keep it.
Now, I have three famous people that were born in South Dakota.
All right.
Number one, Bob Barker. Price is Right fame.
Oh, man. All right. That's always their trying claim to fame.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. They got Bob Barker and his constant struggle to get all animals spayed and neutered.
I keep trying with my husband, but...
No, it didn't work out, huh? I got my boyfriend neutered. It was nice.
Maybe don't say it that way, but then again, I just, you know.
It works. It means the same thing. Yeah, sure. Snippy, snippy. So that's one, Bob Barker. Uh-huh. Number two, the author of Wizard of Oz, Jesus Christ, it took me too long. Wizard of Oz, L. Frank Baum.
Jesus didn't write Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz?
You said Jesus Christ. I'm like, that he didn't write it.
He didn't write that, no. That's the Bible. That wasn't written in South Dakota.
I don't think Jesus wrote the Bible either, but nice try. Just kidding. It's Frank L. Baum or L. Frank Baum?
L. Frank Baum.
What's his first name?
I don't know. L something. L.
Well, duh.
Frank Baum. It is Lyman. L-Y-M-A-N. Lyman.
Good call. Going with the L.
Yeah. Yeah. Just leave it L. Yeah. I would do the same if I had a name like Lyman.
No offense if your name's Lyman. It's just.
No offense. I don't know if anybody's name is Lyman anymore.
Could be.
Maybe people in South Dakota. And then the third person, the author of Little House on the Prairie,
Ingalls Wilder.
Ingalls Wilder. Thank you. I was like, this is somehow a tongue twister. I couldn't get it out.
Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah, Little House on the Prairie. And apparently there's a lot of prairies in South Dakota because we're going to be talking about one.
Okie dokie.
Now, some more trivia. The city of Clark, South Dakota hosts the world famous mashed potato wrestling competition.
I think that's just what you need to do this summer. Go see Mount Rushmore and get in some mashed potatoes.
Okay. Would you rather wrestle in mud, pudding, or mashed potatoes?
Definitely mashed potatoes.
Yeah, it sounds more delicious to me. I don't want to wrestle in pudding.
Pudding, like the squish factor, like the consistency squish factor, no. Mashed potatoes, I feel like I could stand in and not slip and like die.
Hurt myself worse than, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I could. Now, is there gravy involved?
It looked like just mashed potatoes in the picture I saw.
Do they butter these mashed potatoes? Are there chives? Are there sour creams?
Yeah, they put a dollop of sour cream on your forehead right before you go in.
Why? You have to lick it off your opponent.
Yeah, you first headbutt the other opponent and the sour cream falls into the mashed potatoes.
Nice, nice. Okay.
So, yeah, there's that. Mm-hmm. There's also... Mitchell, South Dakota has the world's one and only corn palace made from corn.
And it's a palace.
And it's a palace. It's made from 3,500 bushels of corn.
And how much is a bushel?
Don't know, but it's a lot.
I
don't know.
I think I saw somewhere what the measurement of a bushel. Is that not a good measurement?
Oh, okay. A bushel is 56 pounds. Of corn. So it's 3,500 bushels of corn. That's okay. A lot of corn.
So I weigh close to 3 bushels.
You are a 3 bushel gal.
I'm a 3 bushel gal, baby.
Okay. I'm more than that.
So is it, but you're taller too.
I'm taller.
Okay,
tall.
So is the corn palace made of kernels of corn or like ears of corn?
I think a little bit of both. Now, the last little bit of trivia. Mm-hmm. This one really is worth $5.
Okay.
And it will come as no surprise to anybody who's seen Deadwood on HBO. Have you watched it?
Oh, yeah. I watched the whole thing.
Me too.
Years ago.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Years and years and years ago.
Years ago.
Yes.
It's a good 20s. Show. I like it.
Yeah. It was a good show. Mm-hmm.
And that's set in South Dakota because Deadwood is in South Dakota.
Was it really? I don't know why I thought it was closer to, like, California.
It seems like it, huh? Kind of a Western thing.
Yeah, but I guess more west. South Dakota makes sense.
But yeah, it's in South Dakota. Mm-hmm. And because, like, you know, because you've seen the show, Wild Bill Hickok was shot and killed in the city of Deadwood, South Dakota.
Yeah, that happened in the first season, right?
Yep, that was, like... Episode one or two, something like that.
It was pretty early on. Yeah, I remember
really
that.
Really early on.
He was a real dude, huh?
He was a real dude, yeah. He had his own traveling show.
Wild Bill Hickok's, like, traveling show.
Yeah. With, who is that girl who was in love with him in the show? Kate something?
I don't remember.
Never mind. I don't remember either.
It's been a while.
It's been a while. But she was a sharpshooter.
Yeah. Oh, not Annie Oakley.
Annie Oakley.
Is that
that's
who was?
It. I think so. That sounds familiar.
She was a trick shooter.
Yeah.
But I don't think that was her in that.
I don't know. It was a different one. Different lady who can shoot guns. Lisa. It was Lisa.
It is me.
But that's it. That's what I got for the trivia of South Dakota.
Alrighty. Okay. Well, now I'm excited to hear about our urban legend.
Okay. Here we go.
All right.
This urban legend is called the Legend of the Spirit Mound. It's located northwest of Sioux Falls, which is, I believe, the biggest city in South Dakota.
That's the only one I've ever heard of.
Yeah. Same. I was like looking on the map, like what's the nearest city that I've heard of? It's a state park called Spirit Mound. This is the one spot in the state of South Dakota that we know for sure that Lewis and Clark visited on their journey west. But when they were staying there with the Native Americans, mainly the Sioux Native American tribe, they heard strange stories from them about the nearby hill. The Sioux called the nearby hill Pahawakan, or the Mountain of the Little People. According to the Sioux, Omaha, and Otoz tribe, this hill was very dangerous and forbidden. Nobody was allowed to go near it. Because it's the home of little devils that will kill any trespassers venturing close to the hill.
Little devils? Little devils.
Little devils. And they're little, but they have really big heads. And they can shoot very sharp and fast arrows from a long distance. Mm-hmm. Now, this has led some to believe that the little devils of the Spirit Mound may have been gray aliens because they're short with big heads.
Oh, you're right.
Yes. Mm. Yes, girl. And that's why the Native Americans were like, fuck that place. Too dangerous. We're not going over there. They're freaky little devils.
Freaky little devils with big old heads.
With the big old heads, yes. And they told Lewis and Clark, don't go over there either. And no matter how much they tried to persuade the tribesmen to come with them, they were like, no, we're not doing it. We're not going close. Mm-mm. Yeah, I've seen them devils. I don't like them. But one of the specific legends that surround the area was from the Lakota tribe, and they said that 350 warriors approached the hill in the dead of night in an attempt to get the hill back from these little devils. But despite all 350 warriors being very strong and good at their job, essentially, the devils got the best of them, and each of the 350 men were either killed or maimed from that nighttime attack.
Oof.
And after that, they were like, nope, never mind. We're not going to even try. We're not even going to go close.
They can keep that hill. We don't really need that hill.
Yeah. One of those don't go there places.
Don't go there. Snap.
Don't go there. Just don't. Now, Clark wrote this in his journal the day before they went to the hill themselves, because, of course, they're not going to listen. And they're going to go to the hill themselves. He wrote, by all the different nations in this quarter is supposed to be a place of devils. And they spelled it D-E-A-V-E-L-S. I did not know how that's how you used to spell devils, but devils. The place of devils, that they are in human form with remarkable large heads, and they're about 18 inches tall. They are watchful and are armed with sharp arrows, which they can kill with at a great distance. They are said to kill all persons who are so hardy as to attempt to approach the hill. They state that the tradition informs them that many Indians have suffered by these little people, and among others that three tribes and their neighboring nations believe this fable, and no consideration is sufficient to induce them to approach this hill. So they won't do it. They're like, it's too scary. Like I said, despite the warnings, Lewis and Clark climbed the infamous hill. They did not get attacked by any little devils. And, you know, they didn't get shot with arrows or anything. But they did see a large swarm of insects and flocks or gulps of swallows. I did not know that a flock of swallows is called a gulp.
Who came up with that?
Somebody who was trying to prank the world came up with that.
That is too funny.
A gulp of swallow. That's just hilarious. But because of all the insects, there was a gulp of swallows trying to eat the insects. Nobody had really come close to this hill in a long time, so the swallows weren't afraid of people. So Lewis and Clark were able to get really close and observe them. And according to them, the swallows are probably what caused the legend of the devils. I'm not so sure about that. You would imagine that people living there know what a swallow looks and sounds like.
You would think.
And it doesn't look like a little devil with a big head.
Mm-mm.
But that's what they think. That's what Lewis and Clark said. They were like, nah, that's probably the swallows that freaked everybody out.
That's so funny and so weird.
Yeah. Yeah, very weird. Very weird. And that's it. I mean, there's not a lot of modern day sightings of these little devils. So if there were any possible gray aliens living there, they have departed. Maybe.
Maybe.
Or they live underground. I don't know.
They could have burrowed underground.
Maybe. Maybe they flew on the back of gulps of swallows.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
That would make way more sense.
Legit. But that's it. That's our urban legend today.
So a little bit of history and a little bit of urban legend mm-hmm. in there. That's pretty cool.
A little bit of alien, maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
You know me, mm-hmm. I like them aliens. Mm-hmm.
I do too. I was like, oh, little devils. Oh, even better, they might be aliens.
Well, there's a whole theory that aliens are just like demons.
That aliens are just what?
Demons.
Demons. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like any demon. Anytime someone saw a demon, it was actually just an alien.
Or the whole thought that.
Vice versa.
Like in Christianity, people are thinking that aliens are demons from hell.
Yep.
Could be. Who knows?
I'm down with that theory. I kind of was thinking that a while back. Reading Mothman Prophecies, it kind of sounds like it.
Could be.
It's like they're tricksters. Mm-hmm. Trying to hurt people.
Or at least probe them.
Which does not feel good unless they really lube it up. They got to lube it up first, and I don't think they do.
They might. I don't know. What if they're like slimy?
Yeah. Could be. But anyway.
Something to think about.
So that concludes our urban legends for this week. Thanks for listening, and be sure to check back every week for our new episodes coming out.
Yep, and if you like what you heard, follow us on the social medias, Instagram at Near Death Dolls Podcast, and on Tumblr at neardeathdolls.tumblr.com. Yeah.
Stay spooky, friends.
Bye.
Special thanks to Sam Hears for our art and music.
If you'd like to see more from him, check out the links